All right.
Whenever you're ready, Rob.
Okay, so this is Cheryl Stedman, and I'll make a motion that we go back on the record.
Is there a second for the motion? Shane Yardley seconds the motion. We will do a roll call, board roll call. All in favor, say aye. Ralph Pittman, aye. Cheryl Stedman?
Aye.
Shane Yardley?
Aye.
Curtis Nielsen?
Aye.
Wendy Russin?
Aye.
Emily Hart Hayes?
Aye.
We are back on the record. Of a quorum of the board being present, the board has voted in the matter of Piper DeRusse. The board may pull it up here. The board makes a makes the following recommendations. The board finds the allegations in the order to show cause as far as number one, respondent was first licensed and registered as a nurse in the state of Utah on or about February 27, 2023. Number two, on or about April 10th, 2023, respondents voluntarily signed a stipulation and order in doppel case number 2023-124. Herein, respondent was found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct. Respondents was revoked, then revocation immediately stayed, and respondent's license was placed on probation subject to certain terms and conditions of a period of 5 years. Three, on or about August 21st, 2023, Doppel issued a $200 fine to respondent for violating the terms and conditions of her probation in case number 2023-307 by failing to show for two scheduled tests on 5/5/23 and 5/23/23, and by submitting a dilute urinalysis on 6/26/23 and a positive test for alcohol on 5/8/23. On or about December 29th, 2023, Doppel issued a $1,000 fine to respondent for violating the terms and condition of probation in case number 2023-446 by missing a check-in with her probation office and testing positive for alcohol on November 15th, 2023. And on or about April 11th, 2024, Doppel issued a $1,500 fine to respondent for violating the terms and conditions of her probation on case number 2024-111 by testing positive for alcohol on March 5th, 2024. Number six, respondent has again violated the terms and condition of order in Doppel case number 2023-124. And on or about March 3rd, 2025, respondent tested positive on a PEP test for alcohol. Respondent provided the following assessment. Statement to compliance, I had a friend come in from out of town. Her mother passed. I ended up drinking a couple of glasses of wine with her. I know I made the wrong decision and have violated the probation. I am devastated. I have been doing so well. I fully regret the decision. The board finds these allegations factual. We'll do a quick roll call in regards to these allegations and the board's recommendation. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman. Cheryl, you're on mute.
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yay.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yay.
Wendy Russin?
Yay.
Emily Hart Hayes?
Yay.
The board makes the following recommendation. Ms. Piper DeRusse's license be suspended for a period of 3 months. A new mental health substance use evaluation be submitted to the division for the board to review within 90 days with recommendations. Ms. Drews attend AA meetings twice a week and submit attendance to compliance. That the current stipend order be extended for an additional 2 years from the current projected end date. That Ms. Drews meet with the board within 2 months after suspension has been lifted. That the Thinking Errors course be completed within a year. And that Ms. Drews receive additional testing for a month after license suspension has been lifted. We'll do a quick roll call in regards to the recommendations of the board. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman.
Yes.
Shane Yardley.
Yay.
Curtis Nielsen.
Yay.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
Emily Hart Hayes.
Yay.
The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendation to the division director. Ms. Drews, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it's issued. Do either party have any questions regarding this matter and the recommendations of the board?
So I get to ask a question?
Yes, Ms. Drews.
So 3 months suspension. A new mental health evaluation within 90 days, AA 2 times a week with attendance, is that requirement?
Yes, that's what we're recommending is the AA meetings twice a week and submit that attendance to compliance.
Okay, and then additional 2 years from the 5, so it would be a total of 7?
So yes, the additional 2 years from the original end date of your current stipend order.
Okay, and then a Thinking Errors course within a year?
Correct.
Okay, and then additional testing, I missed what the rest of that was.
So the other recommendations is that you will meet with the board within 2 months after your license suspension has ended. And that for the first month after your license suspension has ended, you will have additional testing than what you may normally have received during that month.
Okay, so during this 3 month suspension, I still have UAs. So I still need to check in and do what I've been doing.
Jeff, I mean, I would say yes, but let me just clarify that with the division.
Yes, you would continue to check in if this is adopted by the division.
Okay.
And again, Ms. Drews, this is a recommendation for the board to the director. The director has to review this.
Correct.
Once the director has reviewed it, the director can accept our recommendation or the director can recommend something different.
Okay.
Once you receive that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I continue to go to work or do I not go to work?
Until you receive the final information from the director in regards to the recommendations from the board, you need to continue everything that you're currently doing and required under your stipend order.
Okay. Okay, so I can return to work tomorrow.
So yes, you can continue to work until the final notification from the division as far as the recommendations or the outcome from what has been recommended by the board.
Okay.
And what, you know, the director signs off on. You will receive that information from that.
Okay.
Does the state have any questions in regards to the recommendations?
Pardon me?
Say it again.
Oh, no questions.
Mm-hmm. All right, seeing that there's no further questions regarding this, Ms. Drews, we thank you for meeting with the board today. You will receive a notification from the division in regards to the final determination.
Okay, About how long does that take? Just so I kind of have a timeline so I can let my boss know.
I couldn't give you a timeline. You know, the director's fairly quick about this. It will take the state some time to draw up the order for the recommendations the board has made. So you, I mean, at this point, you can, you know, continue doing what you're doing as with your current stipend order.
Okay.
If you, you know, like I said, these are recommendations to the director. He can make changes if he wishes from what we've recommended. So if you wish to let your employment know of what the board is recommending at this time, that's completely up to you. But the board has, this is just a recommendation. This is not the final outcome from this.
Right.
You will receive that final notification in the mail or by email in regards to that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we have a couple of minutes before our next informal hearing. Yes, Kelly, you have a question?
This is Jeff. I do have one item to discuss with the board. This is will be Emily Hart Hayes's last board meeting with us. Her term expires July 30th. So I just wanted to thank Ms. Hart Hayes for everything she's done on the board, and she was on the Certified Nurse Midwifery Board before that. So she has served a long time, and really, really do appreciate everything that you've done and your dedication to the both boards. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks a bunch for that. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you, Emily. We're going to miss you.
Can I add something here? My first meeting, I was not prepared for this board. I mean, as prepared as you can be in life, you're not prepared until you sit on it. I really appreciate Emily. I remember I jotted some notes after my first meeting on just the whole experience, and you just brought a personal touch. It's kindness to people, and you have done this consistently throughout your time with me on the board. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you so much, Wendy. That's I'll agree. No one is ready for this board until we are here. Having served on the nurse midwife board for 5 years, it is nothing like this.
Well, we appreciate your service, Emily, and we know you're going to be missed on the board. So thank you so much for your insight and helping us see things maybe a little bit different than what we were thinking. We appreciate it.
How much time do we have?
You're still on mute, Ralph.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. I have 10:26. And our next one's at 10:30. And I've not seen them join us yet.
Ralph, should we go off the record until our next informal begins?
Yeah, let's go off the record, Kelly, and then we'll come back on here in, 3-4 minutes?
Yep.
Hi, Ms. Rydell,